Stream 102.5 The Game from anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app, enable our Alexa skill or Google Home and ask to play 102.5 The Game or live stream from our website, thegamenashville.com. Welcome back into Morning Drive. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad. And Joe, it's been way too long since we've been able to talk to our next guest. We bring in our good friend, Sean Henry, Predators president and CEO. Sean, what's going on, my man?
Well, I'm sitting over here all hurt. I thought I was being brought on to launch your first show in your return to the airwaves, only to find out it's your fourth show.
Wow.
What the heck,
That
man?
Means you're batting cleanup.
Yeah, I mean, you're a baseball guy.
Go. Thank you. Speaking of baseball, let's do an hour on Joe Kelly, who is my new favorite baseball player.
I know, right? Do you ever think you would say that about a former Red Sox?
Or a Dodger. I mean, yeah. Honestly, you know, three of the four teams I hate more than anything in the world, but... Wow.
Free Joe Kelly.
Did the right thing.
Sean, we have hockey returning today for the Nashville Predators, and we'll get into all the stuff around the bubble and everything going on in the NHL a little bit later on. But just to say those words makes me so happy to have hockey coming back today, and I'm sure it does you as well.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And we all feel that way. And obviously, I like hockey the most. I think you do too, or I hope so, and I know Joe does. But I felt the same way, you know, the first time we saw any sporting event, you know, when it launched. And it's cool to see it because, you know, sports can do a lot of cool things, you know, for a community when we're all hurting, bring us together, give us something to do. But there's also another aspect of it. You know, we're almost a petri dish of maybe a way that we can, you know, reopen certain things, and we'll have some failures and successes. But I think what we see in our bubble anyway right now, knock on wood, you know, there are ways that we can kind of safely reopen slowly and get us to a point where we're getting vaccines going first quarter next year, ideally.
Now, Sean, obviously you guys and the Coyotes are going to be playing against each other on the ice. It's going to be intense, all that. But the partnership you guys are doing off the ice I think is really cool, including a puppy pet drive competition between my guy Smash, the Predators team dog, and Arizona's team dog Luna in a competition to benefit local animal shelters. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you, whenever we have a chance to partner with another team in the height, you know, heat anyway of the playoffs, you like to do it. And I think the first time that we did it pretty well was during the floods in St. Louis when we were playing them back in, I guess it was 2017, that, you know, our fans kind of responded. We turned the proceeds of the smash car over to their flood victims. Then we challenged them to some dual fundraising. And as fun and as heat is as they can get on the ice or rooting for our team or they're rooting for their team, it shows the commonality between both organizations and the fan bases. If we can use that quote-unquote rivalry or the attention the games get, you know, to change some things around, you want to do it. And, you know, they have a brand-new CEO who, you know, I've been talking to quite a bit, you know, since he got, you know, named the job, welcome to the league. And he's just one of those real dynamic guys that immediately saw the opportunity to partner to do something a little bit bigger than just play the games. And don't get me wrong, when I say just play the games, I'm pretty excited about just playing the games. And but it is always nice to be able to, you know, link arms with the people you compete with on the ice, but you don't compete with in the office or in the community.
Yeah, and Sean, another one of those partnerships that you guys are doing with the Coyotes is hosting a joint blood drive from August 4th through August 7th. And as we know, I mean, having a blood drive now in the last few months has been really challenging with blood shortages because of coronavirus-related cancellations. This is a really important opportunity for people on August 4th through August 7th.
Yeah, it really is. And it was one of the first things that we did when we went into the pause or, you know, kind of the self-isolation, because we had our normal blood drive scheduled. We normally did, I don't know, I think it's 60 or 70 people before a game at a blood drive, but our game was canceled, and therefore our blood drive was, and we realized, wait a minute, we need to do something. So we did the Preds blood drive within Nashville, and I think we did three or four different centers, and we had, I don't know, 300 or 400 people go out and give blood, much needed, because, you know, a lot of people were concerned, how can I do it? Where can I do it safely? So, you know, we took the success of that, and now we're doing it through all of Smashville, you know, from Memphis to Huntsville to Bowling Green to Chattanooga, Knoxville, and everywhere in between. And then to have Arizona do the same exact thing, because their market's a lot like ours geographically. It's so large. And again, using the attention the game brings us, the passion our fans have for our logos, to bring in something that's so needed. It's important. But from a fan standpoint, you know, it's always good to give just for the sake of giving. But you're throwing up two other layers with this. You're going to get the antibody test with your blood, So when it's tested, you'll know if you had it, and then you'll know if you can give plasma to help other people as they struggle through recovery of COVID. And then also you get a chance to win some pretty cool prizes from the Preds and the Coyotes in their market.
So, Sean, from your perspective, go back 4.5 months, SEC tournament to now, hockey coming back. What have these 4.5 months been like for you, you know, maybe personally but also professionally? How much of a challenge has this been?
Well, yeah, I think, like you, it's been surreal. You know, when we went to that pause and, you know, we announced that we were canceling the SEC tournament and the season was on pause, we all thought it was going to be for 2-3 days, 2 or 3 weeks. None of us even thought it was going to be 2 or 3 months. You fast forward to where we're sitting right now, 4.5 months in, and it really has been pretty amazing what I think a lot of companies have done and rediscovered about themselves and kind of got back to some core values, and that's what it's been for us. You know, we had a chance to kind of reestablish better bonds, deeper bonds with the groups of people we have a great relationship with already, but we're re-entrenched, and I think they did with us. And our relationship with our season ticket holders, with our fans, with our partners, with our premium holders, and then, of course, our own employees, I think are deeper today than they ever have been. And that should pay dividends, you know, for a long, long time. And from a personal standpoint, I think it's kind of microcosm of the same, and I hope it's the same for you guys, too. You get a chance to spend a little bit different types of time with your family, and that's been really nice. I mean, it's important to find those silver linings. It's easy to complain and, you know, find all the negatives that we're faced with right now. But the upside for us as an organization, build better relationships. And from a personal standpoint, you know, we're doing things as a family that we just haven't done in a long, long time. We always try to eat together, but now we shop together, we cook together, we play games together. You know, different movie nights, different nights a week. Every night's a theme night. You know, tonight with the Preds game, of course, after our game, we're going to have blue and gold burgers and wings because we're going to fly through the playoffs. But every night is fun like that, and I hope the same is for everyone listening, too. You got to find the positives, and if you do, you're going to be able to ride them long after we're past the pandemic.
Predators president and CEO Sean Henry on the line with us. And, Sean, I watched what's been happening in Edmonton and Toronto and the bubble sites and everything the NHL has done, and I've just kind of been blown away with how successful it's been, not only from a testing perspective, but just how smoothly everything seems to be operating thus far. What's been your opinion on the bubble sites the NHL has put together in Edmonton and Toronto?
Well, knock on wood, as you said, what you just did, because you want that smoothness to continue. But yeah, I've been fortunate. I've been sitting in front row, being able to be a part of what's going to get created, what's being built. And it's one thing to see it on paper or theory or in meetings or conference calls. It's a whole nother to see it created in real life. And I think the sight lines and the looks are so cool. Very, very different than maybe some other sports. You know, what we're doing with our guys, the first goal was to protect everyone around the game. You know, everyone putting the games together and putting them on, those that are facilitating hospitality in Edmonton and Toronto, and then, of course, for our own staff and players. And we also knew we had to break up some monotony, you know, for the guys. We wanted to make sure you had some small touches from home, and I think each team is doing their own thing. You know, for us, it was throwing up a couple of billboards that the guys would see en route to the practice facility, putting pictures of the players' families and kids and parents in that room. There are going to be, you know, more of those little surprises throughout the way. But I'm just so happy, you know, we're there, first of all. And to date, we've had no issues. And I think if we maintain these protocols and procedures, you know, we're going to be able to have a really fun run through the playoffs.
Sean, I say this on my, I think, 8th coffee of the morning. I learned yesterday, you know, first of all, we learned this week, free Tim Hortons in the Edmonton bubble, which is amazing. And John Hines was talking about that the other day. But I learned yesterday, David Poyle does not drink coffee. He is not taking advantage of it. This is stunning news to me. Did you know this?
You know, when you spend as much time with David Poyle as I do, I know more about him than I should. But I too am about my 8th cup of coffee because I get up about 4:30 this morning with my dogs, just excited about the day. But Dave was funny. He said, I'm tempted to go get some Tim Hortons because it's free. Because the one thing, you know, David doesn't drink coffee. He loves chocolate. But he also likes free things. So he's in quite a dilemma right now. But, yeah, it's those little things that are kind of fun. You know, David did send me a picture from his room looking down on Tim Hortons truck. And as you know, you give free things to, you know, guys around our game, and you're going to have a pretty long line. You know, it looked like a Russian bread line in the 70s.
John, last thing for you here. It's been a pretty good start to the season for your Yankees. Is this the year that they get it done and win the World Series?
I just hope we get to a World Series. I mean, like with all sports coming back, I was so excited to see baseball come back, you know, like you guys. I mean, you're just a fan. And I won't lie to you. I've been a bigger fan. I want to watch every Astros game just to see what could happen. yeah. But, we know what the Yankees are. You know, if we don't win the World Series, it's a failed season. And that's what makes everyone hate us as fans and them as a team. But I'm pretty excited about this lineup. I don't understand, you know, where guys are batting and why. I mean, I don't know if Justice has ever batted second in a consistent basis in his life. You know, he probably looks at the lineup card and thinks the manager's dyslexic. thinking, what am I doing batting second? But you know what? It seems to be working a little bit. And our newly acquired ace pitcher is 2-0, so you can't ask for more than that, I don't think. I just wish we get a chance to play every game, though. And I hope that's the case for all sports returning.
Absolutely. Predators President and CEO Sean Henry has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Sean, thanks so much for joining us, my friend. And can't wait to have hockey back, Nashville Predators hockey back today against the Dallas Stars. Thanks, man.
Well, guys, thank you so much and welcome back. I'm so enjoying your show and I'm just happy you invited me on.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Sean. 3 o'clock, tune in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you. When we come back, a very concerning situation going on right now with the Tennessee Titans and Vic Beasley. We'll get into that next. How concerned are we? That's next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.